your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into The Gathering. I'm Stephanie.
And this is Heidi. Welcome, everybody.
And here we are on another Tuesday night, as we always say, and we've been extremely busy this week and crazy, and not only is it that time of year, but we have a lot of news tonight.
We do have a lot of news, very exciting news, and appropriate, I think, for this month with all the excitement of the season.
Yes, yes, because, well, first of all, we need to talk about what's happening this weekend.
We do. It is our big weekend in the paranormal field.
Especially in Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Yeah, we have our Paracon this weekend.
Yes, yes. So it's Paracon is this big paranormal conference, and it's held in this little casino up in the middle of nowhere in a place called Manoman, Minnesota. And Grant Wilson always gets a kick out of it, and he always tells me it's his favorite event of the year, and he insists on coming every single year. And like he always says, who'd have thought that this many people would come out to this event up here on the prairie?
I know, right? And it gets really busy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thousands of people. And I remember last year, the organizers, Mike Narum and Bob Stevens and that bunch, every day would come up and tell me how many thousands of people had, you know, bought tickets or whatever. And it was so much bigger than the year before. And every year, it's the same way. So it just keeps growing and growing and growing in popularity. And it's actually very fun.
It is. And there's a lot of interesting guests that are going to be there from the paranormal community throughout the country and a lot of the TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull it up on their website here, and I keep getting dumped off. But there's, you had mentioned Grant Wilson.
Yeah.
And Dave Tango. We have Jason Hawes, Samantha Hawes. I mean, all the, you know, original ghost hunters.
And it'll be fun. You know, Jason Hawes was only there once in all the 7 years Paracon's been happening. Mm-hmm. And it was the first year. And so I've never met him.
Right.
And last March, I think, he had my Bigfoot team on his new radio show called Beyond Reality Radio, which is an awesome show. People, if you ever want to listen to a cool show, that's the one to listen to. I think they play it in Minneapolis really late at night on WCCO radio. And I said to him, you know, Jason, you're the only one I haven't met because all your other teammates have been to Paracon every single year. And he said, yeah, I'm elusive like that creature you're looking for.
Right?
Yes.
He is like our Bigfoot.
He is like our Bigfoot. So it'll be fun to meet him. It'll be really fun to meet him, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting him. There's some folks that come every year. And the guys from Ghost Adventures are usually there.
Yes.
So I know they're going to be there. There's Josh Gates from Expedition.
Yeah, he's Expedition really a nice Unknown. Guy.
He is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice guy. Mythbusters. There's, I don't know how to say the last name.
Tori Belici, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Kling Brothers from Ghost Lab. Mm-hmm. Lauren Coleman, the cryptozoologist. And mm-hmm. he has a cryptozoology museum as well.
Out in Maine. Yep.
He does. Mm-hmm. And he's a really interesting guy. Very nice guy.
He is.
And then Travis Walton, who was the guy that was abducted by the UFO.
Yeah.
And he's pretty interesting to listen to.
Yeah,
and
I would like to see his speech this time. I didn't get to see him last time he was at Paracon, but
I did see it when I was up there a couple years ago. And mm-hmm. I talked to him at his table, and he sells his books there. And it's just a fascinating story.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't not believe him, you know?
Right.
I mean, how could you, you know?
I know.
It's one of those things, and I know you and I see UFO things a little differently,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think he's got some interesting stuff to talk about, so I like listening to him.
Oh, so. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, so all those people are going to be there, so it's going to be really fun. And, you know, Lauren Coleman, not only is he, like, the world's biggest Bigfoot guy, but he also is a leading cryptozoologist. So, Heidi, I think we need to get him on a microphone and ask him about the lizard man.
We should ask him about the lizard man.
We have to know about the lizard man because he was a big topic of our conversations earlier this
around
year.
It was around the
eclipse.
Yeah. So we should get his input on that. And I'm going to tell you, I bought a new voice recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought if I bring one of my voice recorders and it has all this evidence and stuff on it,
yeah.
and then I lose it or something, I would just die. So,
right. So you have a brand new fresh one for Paracon.
I do.
Yeah.
So I can just fill it up with all sorts of interesting things and, you know, people that we're going to talk to and
yeah.
it'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. The whole thing will be fun. And I'm hoping that we can get a bunch of people to come sit down with us in a corner somewhere and just talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'd love to get some, you know, just,
I know Grant will do it for sure. Grant Wilson, without question. You know, I'm hoping Jason will too. I doubt that we'll get Zach Bagans because he kind of shies away from everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe Aaron would. You know, he's a pretty cool guy.
They're all, I think any of them, anyone that would want to talk about paranormal, mm-hmm. I don't care who it is. Mm-hmm. Any of you folks out there, if you're interested in talking about your paranormal experiences, get a hold of us.
Yes.
And we'll have you on the show.
Yes.
You know, we'd love to. Paranormal stories are paranormal stories.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's
no two are alike.
Yeah. So yeah. I think it's fascinating.
And everybody has a whole way of looking at things, and they're just always fun. Always fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited for that. And we're going up Thursday, coming back Sunday.
Yes.
And it's just a whole big weekend.
It is.
Of casino. Casino smoke.
And there's like nothing else there. Well, thank heavens it's not so smoky in the exhibition hall, you know, where we'll be.
They don't smoke in there.
But you know, everywhere else is like, oh, you're dying as you walk to the whatever.
Yeah.
I know. But it's not like some of the big casinos. It's a small casino, right? So it's not as bad. And I do think they have a pretty good ventilation system, although, yeah, it's like, but it's fun. It's fun there.
It is really
it's a fun place. And you know what's the most fun for us, Heidi, is that we get to see all of our associates in this field that we really only see once a year at Paracon, right? So all the other groups in Greater Minnesota that we know that we talk to all the time on Facebook and stuff, we never really see them unless we're at Paracon. And then it's like visit time the whole time. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know,
it's almost
gets together.
Like I look at it as a little bit of a family reunion.
Yes. That's exactly what
it's
it is.
Like you get to see your family
that
you only see once a year
mm-hmm.
and you can, you know, Facebook back and forth and connect through Facebook and social media and email and whatever, but rarely do you get together in person.
Yeah.
So
it's true. And like even the paranormal groups here in Minneapolis, like I never see Brady in person except at Paracon, really, you know, I mean, we chat online and stuff, but we don't get to see them. So yeah, it is just like a whole weekend for us of having visiting and chatting and, you know, laughing and giggling and, you know, having a beer or two or whatever, you know, and it's just very fun.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. So yeah, it's a family reunion happening this week. Thursday nights is the VIP event. And then all day Friday, all day Saturday from 10 to 6, tons of stuff going on.
Oh yes.
Tons of vendors. I'm looking at the website.
Oh, yeah, and there's a lot of vendors.
There's like a slew of vendors here.
I know. Well, they have added a room since you've been there, Heidi. So they have part of what used to be the whole auditorium now is for vendors.
That's cool.
So, and they told me that this year they're actually oversold on vendor tables. So I'm not really sure what they're going to do. But,
oh, wow.
You know, I guess they'll figure it out, you know.
So they have to.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, if in previous years people have purchased a table and then didn't show up. And so maybe they oversell.
Maybe. So maybe they make sure that everybody's there. And if they all show up, well, then they just squeeze a table in here or there.
I guess
I don't really know.
But I don't know what they would do.
But
I'm excited.
But it's crazy. And it's like wall-to-wall people.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. They open up the doors and all of a sudden there's like 10,000 people in there.
It's really packed.
It is really packed.
You know, it's interesting going there too as someone that's sensitive, mm-hmm. because first of all, we're in the time of year that energies are just a little bit wild and woolly. And then you get mm-hmm. into Paracon where you have all these intuitives and all these, you know, paranormal investigators and all these people that are just looking for spirit mm-hmm. and interacting with spirit and connecting and feeling and sensing and seeing. And you jam them all into these small rooms.
It's crazy.
Wall to wall people.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. If you do not have your protections up.
Oh, I know.
On like high, you're going to get
and it's exhausting.
A little bit overwhelmed. And
you know, and it's exhausting to keep those protections on. You know what I mean? By the end of the day, you're like, oh my God, I'm so tired.
It is. It's really, you get just wiped out.
Yeah.
And then you just want to go up and crawl into your little,
you
know, smoking room bed and curl up and.
Yeah, curl up and die, right?
Fetal position.
We're so exhausted by the time we get home on Sunday night. It's like you need a week to recover almost.
Totally.
But you can't even have a week, right? Because you have a big event going on the next weekend too.
I do. Our Spirit Experience weekend is the following weekend at the Palmer House. So I'm very excited for that as well. But yeah, it's back-to-back weekends. And I don't know why I did
we're going to be holding your eyeballs open with toothpicks next Tuesday night.
I know. Next Tuesday. Yeah, we'll have a bunch of stuff to talk about though. That'll be fun. But yeah, I'm excited for this weekend. And I remember I took a couple years ago when I was there, I took an aura photo.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all it was, the gal goes, wow, you're really grounded. You're mm-hmm. very like solid and grounded. And I was like, well, yeah, look at where I am. And she's like, one of the recommendations in the printout is that you work on opening yourself up to spirits and whatever. I'm like, are you kidding me?
This is what I wanted to avoid here.
I know. I'm like, no, see, this is showing that I'm doing what I need to be doing here so I don't pass out from being overwhelmed. So I'm like, no, I'm open as I want to be. But right now, I do not want to be open.
No, not there, because there's just too much going on.
It was a lot.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
and just, and the energy around people that get super starstruck,
mm-hmm.
which is really cute and sweet, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. it gets, you know, it's almost like even these adults
mm-hmm.
get giddy and wild and crazy, and they're excited because you're seeing people that you see like
on TV
every week,
and
you're like, oh my gosh, they're really here, which is mm-hmm. is awesome. But then there's that energy that just like goes
crazy,
building
up to the sky.
Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be fun though. We're gonna have a good time. So if you're in the area and you have a ticket, stop by. Stephanie and I will not be at our tables together.
No.
We have separate tables.
We have,
but yeah, we'll be there.
Several different tables, but you'll see us for sure. You'll find us. So Heidi, you're going to be at the My Spirit Experience table.
Yes. Yep.
And then your paranormal group is going to be there, some of them as well.
Yep. I've got some folks from my paranormal group because we are going to, I mean, it's a paranormal conference. So I did want to incorporate my paranormal group into my business, you know, but my business, we do everything, including investigating. So, you know, we do everything there, but I did want to, you know, let people know that I have an open paranormal group. Anybody can join. Here's what it's about. Here's how you do it. So, so that's why, I wanted to incorporate that into the event. So if you stop by, come on over, say hi. My Spirit Experience will be the table that I'm at. And you have your paranormal group table.
Right.
You have a couple of tables.
So Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota is my paranormal group, and we'll be there. I'm not exactly sure where they're putting us. I have a feeling it's kind of going to be in the same place we were last year. And then I have a table for our Sasquatch group, which we have big news about this week.
We do. Very exciting news.
It's very exciting news. So, so my Sasquatch group, it's an all-woman group. And we're looking for Sasquatch. And there are many reasons. We've talked about it on this show before, but there are many reasons why we think women will be the first to make contact with Bigfoot and hopefully find some cool evidence. And, you know, I found it at, maybe December of 2015, I think, Heidi, because you were one of the original members.
Yep. Yep. It was a while
ago. Of the
ago.
Group, because I remember telling you my ideas and, let's do this. Well, so it kind of got out of hand. You know, we kind of started doing more with the, really wasn't my idea, but it kind of got into more of the, oh my gosh, we have to go on our intuition, which is never a good idea when you know, there was factions of the group that just wanted to do it all by their psychic abilities and intuition. And then there was the other half that were totally paranormal investigators like me who wanted to do it the right way, the investigative way. And so our group today has just, we have just rebranded, and this has been in the works for a while. So we're going back to the way I imagined our group being, and that was to run like a paranormal group. So we're going to use all our investigative techniques that we've learned over the years. You know, nothing is Bigfoot unless we can absolutely prove that it is Bigfoot, just like we do in the paranormal field. You know, we, you know, Heidi and I both know if there's a ghost sitting next to us, but unless we get that evidence for somebody else to see that, we're not going to say anything, right? You know? So the team has changed, you know, and we've changed teammates and whatever, but it's the same group. But we've rebranded our group today, and it's now called Squatchers. Now it's pronounced Squatchers, but it's Squatchers, emphasizing on the hers. So we have a brand new website out there. And Heidi was one of the original members of our group, and then she left for a little while because...
schedules.
Yeah.
It was nuts. And yeah. I really wanted to do it, and I couldn't get my schedule together to save my life. So,
yep. But she's back. So, Heidi's back, and we've got a new crew, and we've got some other members coming on board soon, I'm thinking. So we'll have lots of announcements, I think, in the next few weeks. But bottom line is that we are going back to our roots. So you can find us. So our new website is squatchers.com. And again, that's spelled squatchers.com. Heidi's going to put it on the chat room. Go there and have a little look. And we are on Facebook. I still have the same Facebook page. I changed the identity of it, though. So now if you look for it, it's Facebook/Squatchers. It still says our old name, and it will say our old name for 24 to 48 hours, I think they said. We just did this today, so it just all flipped today. I wanted it to be all new and fresh before Paracon. But we're the same group. We're the original group, just a little bit different, you know, how we're going to go about it and focus and different teammates. And I think it's going to be fun.
I think so, too. And I am excited to be in the group again, you know, and Stephanie and I, we had a conversation, probably a year ago, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just, we both were like, Heidi, your schedule isn't working. And I'm like, no, it's not. But I do think it's really interesting, you know, the concept of it. And I'm excited to go because what's really funny, and I've actually heard from other people that have listened to the show who know me, and they say, you know, it's interesting listening to you because you're one of the biggest skeptics.
Yes.
And yes. Doing what you do, I find that really interesting. And I'm like, well, because I understand that if you're not intuitive, you have no idea I could say anything. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter. Mm-hmm. So I understand to come around from the other side and prove it.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter if I'm intuitive, psychic, sensitive, whatever. Mm-hmm. Prove it. Mm-hmm. And if I can't pull anything tangible out of my head to show you, well, then I better get something here on the ground.
Yes.
You know, some kind of evidence in a photo, a picture, a mm-hmm. whatever, a mm-hmm. cast, something.
Yeah.
And because I get it.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be just me saying, well, I saw him, her, it, whatever.
Right.
But you guys missed it because you're not
because you weren't here. And so. Or that too. Yes. And so we have to have proof positive. That's what we're looking for. I hope to look him in the eyes. And that is still my goal, is to look Sasquatch in the eyes. So I hope someday I get to do that. But the truth is, you know, we've been doing this for almost 2 years and we've been out in the field quite a bit. And we have had some pretty wild experiences out there, Heidi. I mean, my gosh, that one of the first times we were out there, I was literally scared to death. And I'm not afraid to say that. You know, I was shaking, you know, because I really felt like he was out there. But do we have proof? Nope. We have our personal experiences of what happened, but we have no proof. None whatsoever. But it just makes me all the more believer and all the more out there to get proof that people can look at and say, oh, that is bizarre. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I hope that we look him in the eyes.
Well, I do too. I come at it from a different angle than I think some folks do, and I know you do because I don't think he's here. So
I
fine. I think he comes through here,
right?
But I don't know that it's in a tangible physical form that we are thinking. Like I know that we've talked to Bigfoot hunters, and they want to trap him or shoot him or you know something horrible like that. Like I wouldn't do that to anything, but. You know, so it's interesting because I don't think that there's anything to trap or shoot or whatever. That's not a...
Well, that's probably why we don't have them yet, right?
Right. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I think...
But I want to know, what are people seeing then?
Well, yeah.
And where is it coming and going from? Because I don't think we're...
No.
I think that there is something happening.
Yes, yes.
Where is it coming from? Where is it going to?
Yeah.
How do you get in and out? Is it the same thing like spirits where there's some kind of thinning of the veil? And then, so we're not really seeing anything here, but it's not really, we're not there either. So I don't know. I find it really fascinating.
Well, yeah. And I think we all are coming at it with our own idea about what Sasquatch is, Bigfoot.
Right.
You know, I believe that he's from a different dimension for sure. I do believe he's kind of like ghosts. Spirits and whatever, and then he kind of comes and goes. And I think you kind of believe that too, but you have a little different twist on what you think too, which makes us such a good team because now Kim believes he can be both. He can be both in the physical world or physical creature and spiritual. And Katie, I think she kind of believes that too. So, but we're all very skeptical, right? And that's our nature as paranormal investigators. Right. We're all very skeptical of everything that we find.
Right. And that's, I think, what's important as a paranormal investigator is, and I was talking to someone about this the other day, where we're not going in to prove that there is a ghost. We're going in there to find out what else could it be.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
Could it be electrical? Could it be plumbing? Could it be HVAC? Could it be whatever? And I understand that's not the case at this, but it's the same thing. You know, well, that's what we're doing is going in and going, well, it's not this. It's not that. It's not. And if we can rule everything out and then there's still something happening, then it's like, oh, this is getting interesting.
Well, yeah.
Now what? Yeah. Now what do we do with this? Because we've ruled out all the logical possibilities and there's still something happening.
Yes.
So I think we put that mindset into the, you know, same thing, different focus, you know, with Sasquatch hunting is let's see if what we can rule out and whatever's left, we have to look at it and think about it.
Well, and there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things that Bigfoot hunters look for or researchers and, you know, part of them are stick structures, part of them is footprints, but you know, a lot of those things can be explained away once you're actually out there in the field. I mean, footprints could be a bear's double print, a double footprint, for example, and they're pretty big and they kind of do look like could be a Bigfoot because, you know, they step twice. And so it's very big and it definitely has toes and, you know, you could be taken off by that, you know, and I think people, I have heard that people, if there's been a sighting of Bigfoot in a certain area, people will take the big Bigfoot stompers out to an area and put them in the ground to try to fake people out. So, you know, you kind of got to be careful. And I think
it's kind of like the crop circles.
Yes. It's kind of like, you know, where we search is pretty remote, but that doesn't, you can't say that everything you find is a Bigfoot print because you don't know. I mean, maybe somebody was out there with one of those stampers. I mean, who knows?
Right.
I mean, I think there has to be more than just that.
I think
you know,
so
and I think if you find a print, you need to be able to, you know, maybe feel the, you know, the arch or the toes or something. And if it's just a print, that really doesn't mean anything. It has to have more structure, more, you know, balance to it.
Right.
But anyway, it's fun to think it is. Sure. It's just like, you know, paranormal investigating. Oh, we want it to be, but you know, unless we have the proof, it's not, you know, it's not good enough.
Right. And I think, but it'll be fun, A, to just get out and do this because it's fun.
Yes.
And, but who knows what else we'll find?
Yes.
You know, I mean, what if we're on a Bigfoot hunt and we find a UFO?
Right. Because they say they're kind of connected, right?
Right.
That's what we're hearing a lot. And, you know, it went in all of our Bigfoot chats that
we
had. Or Lizard Man. And, you know, what's interesting in all the Bigfoot chats that we've had around the state of Minnesota, UFOs really do correlate with these Bigfoots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they talk about the lights. They talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. And, you know, so many people have seen something. Is it Bigfoot? I don't know, but they sure believe it is. And they believe it's something. You know, they believe it's Bigfoot.
Right.
So there can't be, and everyone we've ever had, we have multiple people come and tell us their stories.
Mm-hmm.
So something's out there.
Right. So I think just getting out there and seeing what's possible, what's out here, what could be here, what, you know, is there, are there patterns of land markings and Bigfoot sightings that we can figure out? And so we can go to places that, you know, maybe people just aren't there. So why would they wouldn't see anything because nobody's there. So then we go there and maybe it's a portal to pass through because nobody's there. So they feel safe there. I mean,
well, exactly. And, you know, Jerry thought, so Jerry was a big skeptic of Bigfoot. And then last summer when we were up in Reamer, which they call themselves the home of Bigfoot because there's, you know, just a million sightings up there every year. Honestly, it's just the craziest place. But we were driving up to Bina and he was in his own car ahead of us. And all of a sudden he calls and he says, "Steph," I said, "What?" And he said, "I just passed," I don't remember the name of the town. And he said, "I saw Bigfoot." And I said, "No, you're lying." And he said, "No, I'm serious. Meet me here," or whatever. And so we went there and he pointed at this. It was in the middle of a bog and there was a strip of land there. And he said, "You know, I saw something out of the corner of my eye as I was driving. And so I kind of slowed down and looked and it was brown." And he said, "I thought, oh, maybe it's a bear." "No, it was too big for a bear." "Well, maybe it's a moose." "No, it's too big for a moose." And it was standing up. And he said, "It was Bigfoot." And he said, I'm like, "Why didn't you take a picture?" And he said, "Well, I was reaching back to the video camera," because, you know, all good paranormal investigators have the cameras in the back. And he said, "But I didn't want to take my eyes off it. And hey, I was driving, you know." You know, and so then he said, "I turned around and then came back the same way." And then he was gone, you know. But for someone who was such a skeptic and totally didn't believe, and now he's like, "That was Bigfoot. I am absolutely proof positive of that. And now I so know that he exists."
That's cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
But again, no proof.
Yeah, no proof.
And that's the thing that's frustrating. It's like, it's in Jerry's head. If we could get the picture out of Jerry's head, we'd be great.
Right.
Set, but we can't. So that's where we need proof. And so what I'm excited too, because I think I told you I got this Kinect camera. So,
that's like, going to be awesome.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just have to get a FLIR next.
Yes.
And then we'll be set.
Yes.
Yes. But I'm excited to see, you know, if we can bring that out and see how it might help us. Because, you know, what if he's right in front of us and we just can't see him?
Because he's in a different dimension.
Right?
Right.
And so what if something can map it in? Or what if, you know, I don't know. Or we can have it start to, maybe it starts to form as we're standing there and it backs away because we're standing near the portal and we don't even know it. I don't know. I think it's fascinating.
It is. It is fascinating. So yeah, I think it's just going to be, it's going to be wild. It has been wild. So now we're even in for more fun stuff. And like I said, we've all are back to our roots with the investigating more so than the intuition. Of course, if our intuition, Heidi, says, "Hey, Steph, Bigfoot's over here, honey." You know, I mean, I think we're going to really take a look at that. But, you know, we're not going to go someplace just because our intuition is telling us to go there rather than over here where he's been sighted.
Right. You know, I want to go where the people have seen him.
Me too.
First.
Yep.
Him, her, them.
Yes. I've heard stories of whole Bigfoot families up there. So
yeah. I know. I have too. And
so I want to see one. I want to see a family.
Wouldn't it just be cute to see, like,
I know,
big ones and little ones?
Yeah. I mean, I have heard some years ago, this guy told, because Sim used to search for Bigfoot before I formed this group, and then they were happy as a clam for me to get out there and do it, so I'd stop bothering them. But a guy came and told us many things, but one of the things was he said he watched a whole family walk through the woods one day on the way home. It was some remote, you know, road up in northern Minnesota. So, yeah, I mean, it does happen, and so it's craziness.
It is. Well, I'm excited. So,
I know. So welcome back, Heidi. And
thank you.
And we have this brand new, you know, brand new focus and team and some new people that are going to be joining soon. And so it's exciting for sure.
It is. I'm excited and I'm ready to get out. And we're going to plan in advance so that I can do stuff with you guys because I want to do it.
Absolutely. And we have kind of some dates on the calendar now. So, you know, it's going to be fun. But you know what? It's already half the show, so we need to go to break.
We do. So before we come back, or while we're on break, think of, you know, if you guys have any questions that you want to send us, even just about the time of year that we're in, Halloween, whatnot, send us your questions through the chat room, and we can pick this up when we come back in a couple minutes.
Yep.
You are listening to Para X. What are you listening to?
Heidi! Heidi!
Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey! What has your attention?
Oh, I'm listening to Para X, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will, and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling Radio Show, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Para X.
Demons. Vampires. Werewolves. Skinwalkers. All of this and Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Alright, everybody, we are back here in the gathering. We're around the metaphysical table, so to speak. So welcome back to the second half of our show.
Well, and we're at the My Spirit Experience Studios again today.
We are. And so it's so very excited fun to be here.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if you're intuitive at all, you're gonna see stuff when you're here, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been wild here. And we can talk about that in a second. But we were talking about our Bigfoot search that we'll be picking back up here again after we get through the holiday season. That's our holiday. It's Halloween. So after we get through our Halloween season, we'll be back out doing some Bigfoot searching. Yeah. And
well, we have to wait till after hunting season.
And after hunting season, the other kind of hunting season.
Yeah.
We don't want to be
shot.
I don't want to get hunted.
But we will be up there. And I'm hoping that, you know, like we talked about going up to northern Minnesota one of the first weekends of November just to kind of chat with people.
Right.
You know, I have a lot of contacts up there that we need to chat with in person. I think it would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can kind of lay the groundwork and once again and get it all going.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things we've been talking about where we think Sasquatch comes from and if he's here or I say he, and I'm just using it as a general term because he, she, them, they, it, I don't know. We'll just say he for now. But I think that now this is where we add a little bit of our intuition and things into it is just where we maybe come from on our thoughts around this. Because when I'm doing this, I've had some lengthy discussions with one of my spirit guides on Sasquatch in particular. And I'm like, what is he? Where is he coming from? Is he here? Can we find him? Could people actually trap him and shoot him? And he looks at me like I'm a ridiculous human. And everybody that, you know, he's like, no, you can't hunt him. You can't trap him. You can't shoot him. And shame on you, anyone that would want to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one that said, you know, this is something that can come and go. And they are a more elevated being than us as humans. They're very intelligent. They're very peaceful as long as nobody's bugging them.
Right.
I'm peaceful if nobody's bugging
me. Right. It's true, right?
You know, if someone starts to bug me, I might get a little owly as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my spirit guide made it sound like this, it would defend itself if needed. Mm-hmm. But really, it's not here to bother us, to have anything to do with us. Mm-hmm. It's, for whatever reason, passing through to get from one place to another, and apparently can cut through here, and really doesn't want to have anything to do with us because we're, we're just another being, you know, that we don't, you know,
have to pay attention to each other. We can get along just fine coexisting or in our own dimensions or whatever. So that's where I get my information. Mm-hmm. And again, I can't prove it to you. It's in my head. It's in my communication with my spirit guides. Mm-hmm. But that's where I want to go out and see, well, can we get evidence of some kind of movement through dimensions or space or time or whatever? Like that, I'm interested in that, mm-hmm. whether it's a Bigfoot or a UFO mm-hmm. or, you know, elemental, or I don't care what it is. I want to look and see, can we catch any evidence of any of that?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So if it's Bigfoot, that's cool. Yeah. You know, if we can catch some kind of evidence around it. But anyway, so that's where I come from and why I think the way I do, which I know is different than others in the group, which I think is mm-hmm. good that we all kind of come
Absolutely.
From a different background
yeah,
and different mindset. So,
yep.
But, anyway.
But bottom line is that we're all paranormal investigators. So, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
I am too. So hopefully we'll have lots of luck and we'll be able to report back to you and have say, oh my gosh, we found this, and that, and this happened to us. And oh my gosh,
that'll be our big show. Our big announcement is yeah. that we got.
Yeah.
Absolute proof of Sasquatch.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
So that's going to be, I know we're going to have that show someday.
I know. Me too. Right. Absolutely.
So
anyhow, so it's the Halloween season. Like Heidi said, if you're in the studio, you know that there's lots of spirits here, and there are. In fact, I walked in and said, I just feel them all over here, Heidi.
Yep, they're here.
Who walked in with me, Heidi? That's what I said.
Yep, they're here. So I had a funny story. I don't know if I told you this. This just happened. It happened after our last show, so I don't think I told you this. So I was, I had a meditation one evening, mm-hmm. and there were a handful of us that were still mixing and mingling as people were leaving.
Yeah.
I was standing in the doorway talking to a gal. There were two gals in my reading room, mm-hmm. where I have all my crystal balls and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And then there was another gal looking at some of the things that I sell. And I have my little beginnings, my very small beginnings of a Halloween display that I'm getting ready for my mm-hmm. Halloween open house. Mm-hmm. So I have a miniature display that I have set out. It's a gypsy trailer. I've probably talked about it before because I'm super proud of it because I made it.
Yeah, it's really cool, you guys. We should put a picture up. I will take a picture
someday,
of it after the show.
Someday. Oh, it's in a contest. Okay. It's in a contest.
Oh, that's right.
Tell yeah, me that. So okay. I don't want to jack that up right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, because I'm a geek and I entered a contest. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so it's on display and it's on a Lazy Susan on a little table in the corner mm-hmm. in my entryway. Mm-hmm. And so the two gals that were in my reading room had been in there for a few minutes, but they had been looking at it and mm-hmm. they had turned the Lazy Susan just to take a look. And then they let it sit there and it had been sitting there for a few minutes by the time they were in there and looking around at other stuff. So I'm turned facing out, looking out the door, talking to this gal who's in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And so she's looking at me and then she looks past me and says, oh, I didn't know you had it on an automatic turntable.
Oh.
And I went, what are you talking about? And she points past me and I turn around.
Spinning around.
And it's spinning.
Oh, somebody was having fun.
Yep. So someone without a body was looking at my, see, even the spirits like it.
It's really cool. It is awesome. I think it's the coolest thing that I've seen for a while.
It's
you did a phenomenal job. I hope you win first prize.
Well, I'll put out the link so people can like it, and that's how I can win.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, if you like it, don't click like just because I asked you to. If you like it, you can click like. But anyway, so I thought that was cute because it was spinning. I was going to say by itself, but someone was spinning it. Mm-hmm. We just couldn't see who it was. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was cute. And that was just, everybody thought that was cool because here we are in the studio, and it's Halloween, and some spirit is turning my Halloween display mm-hmm. to look at it. Mm-hmm. Not that they couldn't have looked at it from all the sides. They don't have a body. Like, they could have gone in back by the wall, but I think they knew it would be cooler if they spun it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so it was cute, and it really has been very, very busy here. And the calls are nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
With the paranormal group.
We've had that too.
Home clearings and oh my gosh.
And you know, I think part of it is like Jerry and Mae went on it was kind of like a walkthrough. This woman said that she was afraid to be outside because she was seeing like balls of fire on her fence and she'd never seen that before. And they went out there and what they figured was there's like a swampy area back there, and they said it could be swamp gas. It could be a lot of different things that we could debunk. You know what I mean? But it made her feel 1,000% better.
Right.
And you know what? That's what we're here for.
Right.
You know, we're here to say, oh, you don't have to worry about that because this is what we think it is, you know?
Yeah.
So it's always good when we can debunk stuff. But yeah, there's all kinds of stuff happening this year. I've been seeing them everywhere.
Yeah. I've been getting call after call after call. I need you to come out and do a home clearing. I need you to go over here and do a home clearing. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So some of the folks, I get on the phone with them. I'm like, here's how you do it.
Yeah.
Because I cannot come out there. And I won't do, let me tell you, if someone's getting hurt, they're getting scratched, they're getting pushed, they're getting choked, whatever, I'm not going to tell them to do it themselves.
No.
Because you can't be in the right mind to do it if you're terrified.
Exactly.
But there's people that are just like, oh, it's fine, it's just kind of weird, or my significant other is thinking it's weird, but I feel fine. And then I'm like, well, let me just tell you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to clean up 99% of what's out there.
Yeah.
Anybody can do a home clearing. It doesn't matter. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
So to spend the money or to bring someone out, even if you're not paying them, to do a simple home clearing, no. And besides, I think homeowners should be able to do their own home clearing. You don't need someone else to do it. You don't need me to do it. Not for most of them that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I call them on the phone. I'm like, here, do it. And they're like, oh, I can do it myself. Yeah. And it'd be better if you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that whole, you know, fishing for someone versus teaching them how to fish.
Yes.
You know, I'd rather teach them how to fish.
Exactly. Me too.
And I'll go out and work on catching the big ones.
Exactly.
You know, the ones that are really tricky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, because there's just so many right now.
And everybody, you know, you should just try to clear your own house and, you know, is there any good publications out there? What can people go to? I mean, really just burning sage with the intent to, you know, clear the energy is all you really need.
Yeah. And you don't even have to burn sage.
You don't. You can just walk through the house, maybe with a candle if you wish.
Done it with a candle. Yeah. I've done it with nothing because I've been in places where all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I need to do a clearing and I don't have anything.
And you just push it out.
And for the most part, it works for most of what's happening. Yeah. I mean, again, there's that couple percent of situations that people, it takes something different and you need to be able to see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's most of it people could do on their own.
Yeah.
So we had a question on the chat room that what's the theory on why the veil's thin at certain times of the year? It's not, well, okay, so yes, it is certain times of the year.
Mm-hmm. Two times.
Well, I'd say
four,
for sure. I mean, if you're looking at times of the year, I would say at least four, because we're looking at the solstice and equinox transitions.
True. It's transition.
It's all about transitions.
Mm-hmm.
So certain times of the year, yes, like fall especially, as you're turning from the light into the dark, we're entering two dark seasons, fall and winter.
Yep.
So fall is the transition into winter from summer, which is one of the light seasons. So we have spring and summer, which are the light seasons, and fall and winter, which are the dark seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So we're transitioning into a dark season.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime there's a transition, you have a shift of energy.
Yes.
But here's the thing that I think is just absolutely fascinating, is it happens every day.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It happens at dawn and at dusk.
Mm-hmm.
So we have transitions in the morning. We have transitions in the evening. It's just that we get so caught up in our day-to-day activities. You wake up, the alarm clock's going. You got to get up. You got to get ready for work. You got to hustle to work. You got to go. You get home. You got to do this. You're watching your TV program. Then you got to go to bed. Mm-hmm. Go.
Yeah.
So we miss a lot of our transition times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we get into one bigger transition, which is where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes a little bit more obvious.
Yes.
You know, because we're fully immersed in this transition. And then we have these little micro transitions every day, which, you know, you've got these layers of energy that are adding on top of each other, which is adding to this feeling of, wow, the veil is really thin right now. Well, there's lots of little versions of that every day.
That's true. Yep.
So.
Yep. But yeah, and so really when the veil thins in the spring, you know, we're talking about going into a season of light, so it's not as dark, right? So now we think about, and you know, the plants are all dying. It's that time of year where death is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time of year where we, you know, like at Samhain festivals, for example, we honor the dead, our ancestors, which is a phenomenal. If anybody has a chance to go to a Samhain festival, you should. because it's an amazing thing to experience. But so this is the time of year when we our thoughts turn to spirits, and they are better able to show themselves to us because the veil is thin.
Yep.
So it's easier for them to slip into our sight.
Right. And really, it's us too. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to just give it all to the spirit and say that they're in control.
No.
Because we are intuitive beings. I don't care who you are. You've got some level of intuition.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You can call it gut instinct. You can call it whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
We are still intuitive beings.
Mm-hmm.
And we can bridge that gap too. It's just that most of us either choose not to, don't mm-hmm. pay attention to it, blow it off, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is. So if we really, you know, open to it, pay attention to it, focus on it, listen, mm-hmm. we might be surprised at what is actually happening. Mm-hmm. You know, if we can put ourselves a little further into the other side, mm-hmm. you know, by opening ourselves up,
right.
meet them in the middle, so to
speak. Yeah.
You know, we might actually see how much is actually going on out there.
Yeah. Well, it's true. And, you know, and like Beltane, which is like May Day, for example, is the same as Beltane. That's more like the season of light. And so even though I think spirits are better able to contact us then too, we're not as open to that, right? Because we're looking at the sun and we're looking at, you know, light, and it's, oh, everything's happy, mm-hmm. happy, happy. And death isn't all around us, but it's kind of the same thing, just a little different. And of course, the solstices are same too. So, so Kat says she wonders if those who are nocturnal think of it as entering seasons of light.
Let me think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So, someone
that makes no sense. Well, it does kind of though. They just enjoy longer nights. Well, so they enjoy it more. I mean, it's if you're a night person,
right?
Then like the season better.
Yeah. Then they are maybe more comfortable.
Exactly.
In
just like it's
energy.
Vice versa. If you like, you know, the light better, you're happier in the summer.
Right. Yeah. Because there's people that this really affects them in a negative way without having as much sunshine, especially mm-hmm. here. If you're not from Minnesota or the upper part of the North America.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have those big transitions
we
do.
Bad. Yeah.
And I talked to a gal, I used to work with her at my old job, and she came up from Florida. She moved up and she was puzzled. She didn't realize the thing was with them, and I don't remember where she lived, and I can't remember what time it was, but she said it's something like 7:30 or 8:30 just all year round.
All year round.
Because it just starts getting dark.
They're by the equator.
Yeah.
So it's
or closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so it just they didn't really have the big shifts of light no matter what season it was.
Yeah.
So
just like the more north you get, like, you know, like up in Alaska, my goodness. So they have the land of the midnight sun in the summer, and then there's some points of Alaska they have no light at all for like a month.
And they're more extreme than we are.
Holy cow, can you imagine that? Mm. Oh my God, I would just die.
I don't think you would die. But you just may not like it.
I think so. And I don't think I would like sun all day either, 24 hours. You know what I mean? That's just too much of an extreme.
That's where you need those blackout shades.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a cousin who lives in Alaska, and a lot of times in the summertime, he'll post pictures at, you know, 2:00 in the morning. And it's like daylight. It's like daylight, you know?
I don't know. That'd be tough.
I think so too.
So anyway, yeah, I do appreciate this time of year though, but you're right, Steph, when it's getting dark
mm-hmm.
and darkness really, people feel vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And when people feel vulnerable,
that's what it is. You're uncomfortable.
They're uncomfortable and they're afraid
mm-hmm.
because they can't see as much. They mm-hmm. can't, you know, you start thinking of what's in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe feel something different. So then it starts, starts to work away at your mm-hmm. thoughts. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes a lot of what I, you know, some people just kind of freak themselves out, you know?
Oh yeah. For sure.
So it's a really interesting time of year because there is a lot going on, but then there's a lot of buildup around it,
mm-hmm.
you know, just because we're entering a period that not everybody's comfortable with. And it's interesting energy. So
it is. Craziness all around is what I'll say. It's the crazy season for us.
It is. To mention just everything else going on.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Paracon.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it. Mm-hmm. So anyway. But yeah, I'm excited for what's coming up. We've been working on some on locations, so we're going to be posting those soon.
Yes,
and because our season is extending a little bit with some of what we want to do and get out there and get you guys here in live audience.
Live studio audience. And we have some guests, too, we're working on. But I tell you what, with everything else that we've had in our universe the last couple of weeks, that's kind of fell to the side. So, but we'll be back on after Paracon.
Right.
So hopefully we'll be announcing a whole bunch of cool shows coming up. For sure. We've laid out the groundwork, so we're just waiting for it all to come back to us and get scheduled. But it'll happen.
Right. And what I would like to do, for those of you who are listening, is if we can get enough of our interviews put together, mm-hmm. is put a show together just around interviews from Paracon.
Yep.
So we'll get some of the folks that we talked to at Paracon, put them together and do an interview.
And maybe we'll get the lowdown on the Lizard Man. I just love the whole topic of the Lizard Man.
I want to hear about the Lizard Man.
I do too.
And what is the deal with that?
I know, for sure. But if you go to Paracon, so if you're in Minnesota or North Dakota or South Dakota or somewhere close by, and you come to Paracon, come see us. So you have three booths to choose from. You have Heidi will be at the My Spirit Experience booth. I will be either at the Sim booth or the Squatchers booth, probably the Squatchers booth, but they're right next to each other. So if you That's come helpful. To one, you'll probably see me right. at one of them. So
next year we'll have to get them all together.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? That would be fun.
Because then we can slide in and out of the Squatchers booth.
Yes, yes. And Kim, of course, who's on the Squatchers team too, she's with Cat Paranormal, but now she wanted to be in the whole other room because that's where they were last year, and she really liked that spot.
Okay.
Because I know Michael Narum said, do you want them over there too? And I said, well, you'd have to ask her. And she said, no, I want to be where I was last year. So, but we'd have a whole wall with all of us.
I know, right? It just dominates.
I know, right? It's that bunch, they would say. So you'll see us. And so it'll be fun. So come say hi. Tell us your stories, whatever. It'll be fun to meet you for sure.
Absolutely. And again, if you know anybody or you yourself would like to be a guest in our show, please send us your contact information. You can go to thegatheringradioshow.com and there's a contact form. Fill it out. Let us know what the deal is. We've had people come through. It's just they're not answering us. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a few contacts of people that want to be in our show.
Yeah.
And so we're contacting them, and they're not following up. So
they're busy too, right? Because they do the same thing that we do. So, sometimes those emails just don't get sent out or like I have the bad habit of doing is I think I answered it, but then I didn't. And then I go look, and I'm like, that was days ago, and I haven't answered that yet. I really thought I did, or I forgot to press send or something. It's a draft,
Exactly.
So, because we're just have too many things going on and we don't quite finish something before we're on to the next thing, and it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But it'll get better, but it's exciting at the same time.
It is. So but it's so fun to have someone that's like, hey, I want to be a guest on your show. I'm like, really?
Yeah, that's really awesome. Fun. It's really fun to get these little notes from Rebecca, who's the one of the owners for Para X, saying, oh, this person wants to be on your show. It's like, oh, well, that's very flattering.
But if you guys, whoever's listening, just go to thegatheringradioshow.com and fill out the contact form and say, hey, I've got some interesting stories. I'd love to share them because we do want to hear from you. That's what we're doing here on The Gathering Radio, is bringing people around the metaphysical table and talking to you about your stories and hearing your metaphysical stories. It doesn't matter what topic it is. I mean, we've talked about everything from, out-of-body experiences to UFOs to Bigfoot, ghosts and spirits, whatever. It's all fair game here,
Absolutely.
And if we don't know about it, we'll research.
Oh, yeah.
And try and figure it out.
And what we need to do, Heidi, is we need to go look for the Lake Pepin Monster too.
Oh, that would be
fun. Sam, we've been down there a few times, but we just need to go hang out down there.
Wouldn't it be fun to do an episode from a boat?
Yes.
On the lake.
Oh yeah, well, it's kind of too late in the year now.
Not this year.
But, maybe next summer. Oh, that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Fun. We could do it.
Oh, we could. We got to do that.
I'm quite sure at this point, Sarge, our producer, is slapping his forehead and thinking, you girls are nuts. And I don't have anything to do with that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, can you imagine? But you know what? I think we could make it happen. We got to do that. We got to do that.
I think it would be hysterical.
Yes.
If anything, we do a pre-recorded show.
Yeah.
We do it.
We could do that.
Then.
But it'd be funner if we had, you know, everybody on the chat line and stuff. And, you know, maybe we could get people to come with us out on the boat so we could have, like, a live audience.
That would be cool.
And, you know, the paddle boat, the guy that owns the paddle boat down there, and my God, his name just totally escapes me right now. But he has seen Peppy, so I'm sure he could take us right to that magical place where he's seen her.
That would be fun.
And we could just kind of hang out there and see what we find and see if she pops her little head out of the water or whatever. And
that would be cool.
You know, every time I'm down, now I haven't been down there at all this summer, and I don't know why, because we used to go down there quite often. But I always drive by the lake and I say, Pappy, here I am. Come out and see me. Come out and play, honey. Here I am. You know, because people have seen something in that lake, you know, because we've talked to a lot of people down there. And oh, my gosh, the story, just like the Bigfoot stories. They have seen something, and it makes them think that it's, you know, this creature like Loch Ness. But they call her Peppy.
Because of the lake.
Because it's Lake Pepin, yes. Yeah. So, yes, I think that's a good idea, Heidi.
I think so. I'm sorry, Sarge, ahead of time.
I know.
I'm just super sorry. But I'm excited. And we'll get it lined up ahead of time so that people can join us.
Absolutely.
And hopefully it won't be a big cost. I mean, if we can get a good deal and get enough people, because, I mean... We'll see what
on the paddle boat and
yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
And a nice summer evening, that would be fun.
Oh yeah. Oh, well, let's do it. I'm there.
Good. Well, we'll organize that. But that'll be next year. And right now we just have to get through Halloween.
And, we will.
We're going to make it just fine. But I'm excited for our big announcement tonight. That was fun.
Yes, that was really fun.
Thank you, Steph. And we should give out, before we're out of time here, make sure that we give out our websites again. How to get a hold of us. If you have any questions about Paracon or any of our events coming up, I've got an event the following weekend. I do have room left. I have a couple of rooms left in the My Spirit Experience Halloween-style weekend. I'm just doing a little promotion. Sorry about that. But we're gonna have fun, and it's Halloween-focused. We're talking about spells and potions. We're going to be talking about... we're going to be doing a seance. We're going to be doing a...
A seance.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a seance.
We got to do one of those on the show, too, I think.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween costume party. So we're doing a shamanic new moon gathering outside.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's a lot of different things that we're going to be doing. So I'll get my website out there, too. So you guys...
I'll put it all out there. So all our websites are out there.
Good.
And we have multiple ones.
We do.
So pick
one.
But we all have Facebook pages too.
Yeah.
So
but we want to hear from you guys. That's why we're here. We're gathering around the metaphysical table with you. So we want to hear from you. If you have questions, you have topic ideas, you have a guest idea, let us know.
Yeah. Please do. And so we'll just see what we can do to help you understand better, and us too, if it's something we've never looked at before.
Oh, so. I love getting a topic that I don't know much about and going and
digging in
and asking my spirit guide too, because he's a fountain of knowledge. And sometimes I get information that isn't mainstream ideas, you know. So like when we were talking about shadow people a couple months ago or whatever that was, what I learned from him was not what I had thought that they were. So I was excited to dig into that. And so that was a lot of fun. So
absolutely,
we can continue to do that. So thank you everybody for joining us tonight.
Yeah. So we're out of time already. Wow. That hour just flew by.
It did. And thank you to Pair X for hosting us.
And thanks, Sarge. You're just awesome.
Sarge.
Sorry, we're a lot of trouble, man. I just can't help it.
You guys don't even know the half of it of what we do to him before the show starts with our technical fouls and things falling apart. Anyway.
That's why he likes us so much.
I'm sure that's not it. I'm sure that's not it. But anyway, thank you, Sarge. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will definitely be here next week at the Gathering Radio on Para X. See you next week.